Scotch whisky has an intellectual appeal. Like our lives, whisky has had its ups and downs. Blended whisky as a symbol of Scotland enjoyed a glorious period during the late Victorian era. But there are few traces of that glory in the British beverage market today. Thanks to the recent rekindled passion for single malt whisky as the most authentic Scottish product, an opportunity has come around again for Scotch whisky to find itself at the centre of attention. This renewed attention to single malt whisky is part of a large movement that seeks, through rejuvenating the Scottish cultural heritages, to rediscover and re-establish the Scottish identity. Whisky also stimulates us sensorially. One puzzling aspect of malt whisky is that each one tastes different when the same ingredients and distilling process are used to produce it. Although the solution to the mystery is yet to be found, many scientific experiments have at least identified some compounds that seem to cause differences in taste. In addition, with its complicated rich flavour, whisky appeals to our sense of smell. Our nose is more sensitive than our tongue in that it can smell flavours other than sweetness, sourness, saltiness and bitterness. This is why whisky blenders and experts do nosings, not tastings, to check the quality of malt whisky. Challenged by other alcoholic drinks like vodka, cocktails and foreign beer, whisky as an authentic British alcoholic drink, or more precisely, an authentic Scottish alcoholic drink, will continue to enrich our lives with its emotional, cultural, and sensory features.